Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with the Cobb County Clerk, Mr. Jimmy Paulus. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for being here. I know you've been here before, but it's been a while. I mean, I know it's been over a year.
Oh, yeah. It's been some time, and it's a pleasure being back and always being available and asked to speak about county governments, the offices we serve, and the roles we fill, and the things we do to serve the citizens of the areas that we live each day we go to work.
I love that. You are one of my go-tos in DeKalb County if I need information or, you know, some stuff going on. And it's just because you've been, you know, what, you're in your third term, right?
I am in my third term.
Third term county clerk. And we talk a lot, and we try to talk about good stuff here. But, you know, it's not always easy being an elected official. Part of that is legislative changes, and we're going to talk some about legislation that's affected county clerks, even over the years. This year's been kind of a quiet year. Session just ended, you know, last week, and they adjourned sine die, so they've adjourned until the next appointed time, which they think, unless there's a special session called, is going to be January of next year. But you know, you've been involved with legislation process. You were on the legislative committee a couple years ago, through the County Official Association, and that's where I'm employed at now. That people, I think, know that. But Jimmy's been one of my biggest supporters, so thank you for that too, Jimmy.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have that position now filled with yourself, someone that's knowledgeable from the county government standpoint in all areas of elected officials' capacities, not just county clerks, but across the board, across the state of Tennessee, representing all of the elected county officials. I think we now have you, a person with the history, the work history, the hard work ethic, and the devotion to what time you put into the job, not just from a friend standpoint, but just from a professional standpoint of what kind of person that the County Officials Association needed in that capacity. We couldn't have had a better choice to move forward with under the circumstances that we were dealt with, and then to have the opportunity for them to choose a person like yourself to lead us forward to see what the future brings, I think is a great opportunity for all of the officials across the state of Tennessee.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's very kind of you to say. Of course, like I said, you and I have known each other. We've worked well together. I'm going to be helping you in a different capacity now as the coach. Director, as we advocate and lobby for you people in your association, the county clerks, you know, trustees, registered deeds, clerks of court. I do want to talk about legislation. Like I said, you're in your third term. You've seen a lot of legislation come and go. What, when you were legislative chair, what was one of the things you worked hard on, either for or against, when it come to the General Assembly? They were wanting to pass something. What's something you were advocating for, or maybe trying to work against, maybe trying to get something defeated?
Well, being part of the legislative committee is it's important in whatever role we have, but from the county clerk's side, from the County Clerks Association, and being part of that legislative committee of, I think, 20 of us across the state, it's just always, you know, you're getting to be part of a voice that's moving the County Clerks Association and county clerks across the state forward in whatever we're having to do inside our offices and in each local community. And, you know, being involved with any and all of it's important, from, I guess, of the least importance to what some may consider the least to the highest level of importance. But, you know, we've had issues from things as minor as just like this year. I feel we had a year this year, which was I call a light year. We had nothing new that was up for legislative. We had cleanup bills, just bills, TCAs that's been out there for years that needed some amendments to correct some issues, to put them in standard of way they were intended, but the gray areas didn't necessarily let them read that way, so they was just cleaned up, and that's the way they are approached as a cleanup bill. And we had no problem with those this year, but then you have those that comes up occasionally where it's something new, and you know, it's when the clerks has viewpoints that's not in agreement maybe with the legislature or the senator or whoever's in support of whatever bill it is, it's if we do have opposition on something, it's never opposition for that individual or opposition for the bill in its entirety. It may just be that we as that committee have spoke with the clerks and the clerk association meetings that we feel like there's enough to warrant maybe some division on the thoughts of it creating more problems for the people we serve than being of good service to them, depending on what it may be. And one of those deals, and I almost hesitant to say it, but it was a 2-year registration that was brought up for several years, and you know it went through to last year, and we finally just said, hey, look, you know, if it passes, it passes. We're going to go on with it. But it was going to affect our software providers on how they come in to set up fees from wheel tax and how it's collected annually versus somebody paying it 2 years and transferring of registrations and so on and so forth. It's just sort of like the iceberg underneath the water. It all looks good on top, but you don't see a lot of what's underneath. And that was tough for us to sell to legislation, and it was tough to sell to the ones that was wanting it. However, last year, after a 3-year fight, we as a legislative committee finally said, look, we'll go with it. We're not so much that we won't go with it. We're going to quit fighting it. It got pulled. It wasn't voted on, and then it did not come back up this year. So, you know, you have those things, but all in all, it's not that you're opposing something because, again, you're opposing that person. It's just in respect to the stance that you're trying to look out for your office, your employees, the community, and the people you're serving on how it's going to affect everybody as a whole.
Yeah, and so great points. That's perfect of how that process works. And, of course, I've known somewhat of that process, Jimmy, over the last 19 years being at my role as a consultant for county government. But over the last few weeks in my new role with the County Official Association, I've gotten to dive into a little bit more. And the way you all work together, each affiliate, when I say affiliate, the county clerks is one affiliate, the trustees are one, clerks of court, registered deeds, you know, and so on. The way you all work inside the county clerks with your legislative committee, legislative chairs leading the charge, the president of the affiliate county clerks this year is Crystal Crane out of Obion County. You are talking all the time. And I didn't realize y'all actually talked that much until I got in this role. You're having Zooms. You're having phone calls. You're going to Nashville and meeting with legislators to say whether you support something or whether you don't. And then you don't just walk in and say, I don't like this. You tell them why it's not good for the taxpayer, why it's not good for your citizens that come in your office as a county clerk to renew tags and or get a title or get a marriage license, whatever that role is. I've seen how y'all work, and it's phenomenal just how you work together. And as you said, there's some times maybe there's some county clerks that you as an affiliate may not agree, right? I mean, there may be one side that feels this way and this side. How do you work through that? I mean, how do you, as an affiliate, how do y'all say which way you go?
Well, again, it's majority rules, so it's no difference in our production through our county clerks association with the way I think it doesn't matter, irregardless to what committee it is, we try to acknowledge majority of the county clerk's voice across the state, because again, you know, it's some of these things. I may be on the side that later comes back and says, hey, look, this. I was against it, but this turned out to be a good thing. So it's not that any particular committee may have all the information they need up front. It's just that we're trying to gather the best information we can to make the most accurate and knowledgeable decision we can with the outlook of how's the big picture going to look, you know, what is this going to do as a whole to our office, what's this going to do, how is it going to affect the people that's using this service, are the gains going to be more beneficial to the people by us doing this and providing this, or are the gains going to slow the process up inside the office so much that really the time spent on it outweighs the benefit of even making this offered to the people. And always in any service we do, as far as I'm concerned in my office, I am about providing customer service, and that's That is a real hard thing to do in the time we live in. Customer service years ago to me wasn't so hard to do, but it is hard to do now. And I guess I will probably go to my grave trying to be a pleaser. And there's just a lot that you can't please on, but trying to provide customer service and make the best decisions we can as a whole should be what we're all out there to do. And to have good communication is the only way that you can achieve that, with trying to come up with a decisive decision and a majority vote to try to make decisions to move our conference forward to make those decisions. And as a whole, our conference, I think, does communicate well throughout the year during our quarterly, our annual meetings, our we have Middle Tennessee, West Tennessee, East Tennessee. We have regional meetings. We have, like you said, Zoom meetings, phone calls. We have daily email phone calls with just individual people. We reach out from clerk to talk. So one thing about being a county clerk, I have learned that you're not in there by yourself, and you've always got a clerk to call for anything. So we do try to communicate, and irregardless, communication is how we come to these resolutions to make decisions that we hope benefit and provide customer service that each county official wants to provide. That's why they've run for that office, is to take care of their people.
Well, what amazes me is that, you know, there's 95 counties. DeKalb County obviously is going to be smaller than Davidson and Rutherford, and there, you know, there's going to be more employees for the county clerk in Rutherford County than there is in your office, but you all talk on the same level and talk about the processes, and I've seen firsthand how you all work through that. The county clerks and all those affiliates are really a close-knit group, and I think it's amazing how you all talk. This is Ben Rogers. We're on Local Matters here. I had the DeKalb County Clerk, Jimmy Paulse. He is my guest today. Been talking about legislation and that process. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few things in his office. We'll talk a little bit more about some legislation that just finished in this legislative session. Be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Jimmy Paulse, DeKalb County Clerk, talking about legislative process and how the clerks affiliate work across the state with each other to get legislation. Jimmy, some of the legislation that passed this year, and you know, the county clerks as a whole didn't have a big year for legislation, right? Didn't have, like, the $3 title and registration fee that passed a couple years ago, which we're going to briefly talk about that later on. This year is pretty quiet. One example, there was some cleanup. You mentioned cleanup last segment about how you got to go in and clean up some bills. I did not know there was not anything in the law stating or addressing that a county clerk must be a registered voter and live in the county they reside in, or reside in the county they're going to run in, a year prior to taking office. Did you know that?
I had heard that.
Okay. You knew more than I did, because I didn't know.
It was one of those things that I think most officials, most counties felt like it fell in line, because all other elected offices, all other elected positions already had those requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I gathered, it was I'm not wanting to lay this off on election commission, but there was some delay and part of with the wording or something with that. But
yeah.
But either way, it needed to be cleaned up. It needed to match the rest of the election process, the electoral process, to where it didn't allow someone to come in 6 months before election started from out of county to run in a county they weren't a resident in for that particular office. And that was the whole reason that we said, hey, look, if, you know, we need to get this cleaned up to where it falls in line with the rest of the requirements for the electoral process for these positions.
Yeah. One other one was a marriage license cleanup. This bill simply sought to remove a clerical requirement of a county clerk to collect parental addresses of consenting adults over the age of 18. Yeah, that was just a cleanup bill.
Yeah.
That's something I guess y'all had been doing probably before.
It was on the applications, yes. Yeah. It was part of the application process, and I think some were and some were not, and it was tossed back and forth whether we should or shouldn't, and I guess this just gave clarification to where we actually had something to stand on.
Yeah, and then the last one, something that the clerks followed closely but maybe didn't really advocate for or against, I should say. is a bill that directs the Department of Revenue to implement an electronic lien and title system. This bill was passed by both House and Senate. So you got any thoughts on that legislation? We really didn't. I say we. The clerks in coat did not really follow that. I mean, we followed it, but did not really speak for or against it.
Well, again, I think this is something in the future we'll probably be speaking about again, whether it's the two of us or you and someone else. It's I think electronic titling is done in several states now, and from last year's spring conference to regional meetings in the last couple of years, it's a subject that's came up in conversation more than the last 5 years. So I think we're headed in a direction to where the state of Tennessee is definitely getting their ducks in a row to move forward with electronic title and registration.
And you mentioned also that the vendors are very important in this process, right?
Vendors are very important in all the process of everything we do. So we have another program that was supposed to have already been working for the clerk's offices, which was going to be a benefit for us. But a couple of year ago when we had those sudden changes with the new license plates, adding a new metal, all these things come down the pike of just one new metal after another new metal, and we had deadlines to get them out. Our software folks had to pull off of what they were then focused on and focused on something that they had no idea about till the last minute. So they got in there and made something happen they weren't prepared for and dropped what they'd been working on for some time, and now they're back on the STAR program for our software system, which is supposed to be a plus in adding new employees to making that an easier process to get employees started and on their feet in a quicker timeline than what we've had in the past.
That's good. I mean, I think that's important as well. So one of the pieces of legislation that was very important passed, I think now 2 years ago, was the $3 fee that you all could charge on registrations and titles. And that fee didn't exist before. And the legislation passed it to bring in more revenue to counties. And with that, they put that it would be restricted for the county clerk's use. And everybody saw this as a good thing. And I still think, even as my role now and before, I think it's a good thing. The hiccup came, as you know, when certain county clerks thought, well, the legislation passed this revenue for me. I can do what I want to with it. And at CTAS, they had to go and tell clerks and classes and training classes and say, yes, this is your money, but it's still got to be put in the budget, just like everything else, payroll and office equipment and, you know, maintenance agreements, all that's got to be put in the budget before money can be spent. That's state law. That's something Tennessee says in the law, that money has to be appropriated in a line item before it can be spent. In order for you to spend this money, same thing. It had to be in your budget. The only difference was, is this is your money and nobody can touch it besides you. Have you been able to utilize any of your money that you've collected so far?
I have been. And like you said, it's, this fee is no different than any other restricted fees. It's restricted fees with its own code and devoted for its own work. But, it has been. I feel it's been a very, very valuable fee that we've been able to add to the other restricted fees, in the sense that by accepting the work and the challenge through the state of doing their noting of liens and continuing our titling process that we already had at hand, they were giving us this $3 per title fee for doing this and taking that workload off of them, which required less labor from their department. But on the flip side of that, it required more on the clerk side of it. So for many clerks, we viewed it as a good thing. For some, it was not so good, and for others, they were in between. But when I say that, it's the not so good is because their offices were already so busy and maybe behind on employees, it just put that much more of a workload on them. And if they weren't getting help from their legislative body with them hiring employees, they were having trouble funding. But what this allowed, this allows us, the way this $3 titling fee restricted fund was written, we can utilize this fee for hiring new employees. And I have actually been able to use part of mine is funding half of a new salary position in my office the county has been funding the other half, and it's allowed me to hire another employee to help offset that workload that we've took in as well, because as small as we are, our titles have increased every year up to the point that, you know, I had been needing extra help for a long time, but it did allow me to go ahead and have enough revenue then in that one reserved account to pay half of a salary. So commission did work with me, provide me the other half to hire that employee. So that's been a good thing for me so far. It's helped our office. It's helped our workload, and it keeps the people moving through. So we have a pretty good flow that people's not standing there waiting in line all day.
I'm going to put my commissioner hat on for a second, Jim, if you don't mind. You and I talk a lot about county commission, county official relationship. I'll say this, and we'll go to break. As a county commissioner, I'm excited for the fact that you have an opportunity to have some revenue in your office that you can use just for the fact of what you said, employees supplementing pay or adding more to your office that you may need. So I think that's a wonderful gesture. I think it's necessary in counties that are maybe smaller or have a workload, but I think it's great. So this is Ben Rogers here on Local Matters. I'm with DeKalb County Clerk Jimmy Pulse. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Jimmy Pulse, DeKalb County Clerk. Jimmy's been great in information so far on legislation process. And Jimmy, I wanted to wait and to just get an update on really your office in DeKalb County. How's everything going in your office, the county clerk?
Our office is doing well. We're staffed as well as I would like it to be for the first time since I've been in office. Have a great group of ladies there that keep me in line, that helps me keep things running smooth every day, that I don't know, as any official, you're only as good as the employees that surround you. So I can't say enough for my employees and the work they do each day in representing me and my desires to serve the county and the community and the times that they pick up slack for me. So just say thank you to them. Thank you for the work they do. And again, we have a lot of services. I think sometimes I'm probably quicker at picking up services that maybe they wish I didn't pick up so quick. So, again, try to have some things there for our citizens for convenience. We have a self-service driver's license kiosk, which it says it's self-service. You can laugh about that because it does say self-service, but we tend to help 3 or 5 people that use it, which is no problem. There's many questions with it. Lots of times with that driver's license kiosk machine, you can do anything from renewing IDs to driver's license to handgun permits, actually purchasing a lifetime handgun permit on there. You can pay reinstatement fees. With that comes, keeping that machine up and running, paper in it, ordering paper, disconnecting, reconnecting, rebooting, calling IT, and then many times I'll take individually people, folks that still having problems in, log in to the e-services online and work with them personally in my office one-on-one to assist them there. We continue providing TWRA services where we provide hunting and fishing license, do boat registrations, vessel registrations there. Of course, everything that a county clerk does with marriage license, beer license, wholesale beer tax, hotel motel tax, notaries, vehicle registration, titling. Again, we have 17, 18 different services, and for one person in any office to think that they can go in and do it without good employees, you're just kidding yourself. So everything runs back to how the office is run, morale, communication. We spoke about communications with the county clerks across the state. It's no different in your local office, whether you have 2 employees or 10. If you're not communicating, you're not going to have a well-oiled machine. And we're not perfect. We make mistakes. But like I always tell the ladies, if it's something inside our office, if we mess it up, it was done by mistake. We can fix it, correct it, show how we made the mistake, show how we made the correction. We can move forward, hold our heads high, and go on. So we're there for the people while we're there.
Yeah, and you are. I've been in your office many times where you've had people come in and you'll get up and leave. We'll be working on budget or we'll be talking about whatever, and you'll leave and go help. And y'all stay busy. Now, not every county clerk's office in the state, Jimmy, has that kiosk for driver's license, do they?
No. There's many that does not have it. There's some that do. And
what made you want to just embark on that adventure?
Well, the kiosk actually was there in the building prior to me being elected.
Okay.
So after I was elected, I actually moved it, placed it inside the office just for better service because it wasn't being maintained and people wasn't getting little to no assistance with it when it was sort of just sitting isolated out to itself. So I made the decision to bring it in the office just to help people with it more.
Yeah, I think anything you can do to make it easier and convenient on your customers, it makes them happy. It's a quality of life they may not always expect, but they get. So what about budget? Is budget season kicked off in DeKalb County?
Budget's kicked off. Our budget's pretty similar from year to year. Not a lot of no fluff in what we need, basically just daily running the office, and that fluctuates just a couple of percent each year different, but not a whole lot of difference in maintaining and running the office for what our needs are. It's mainly just providing the services again and going back to talking about some of the services. We've had a year now, our vehicle renewal registration. We spoke about the driver's license renewal inside our office. Now we have a outdoor kiosk located on the outside of our office, which provides 24/7 ability to renew vehicles on those holidays, which we only have a few, but when we are closed on holidays, weekends, 24/7, you can renew your vehicle, which is a very good thing to have, and it's just getting some attention now. So glad to have that for the people to use, and again, the accessibility, the convenience is what it's about. And budget wise, I've not had any problems the last two or three years. Mayor's office has worked fairly good. Budget committee's worked good with us on our budgetary needs, and we've made improvements there. Communication's been somewhat better there. So I'll have to say for the last two or three years, we've been better with that, and we're looking good, I think, again this year. And it's just hard to believe we're ending this fiscal year, almost getting ready to begin a new one again. So it's just a blink of an eye, and you're out of one going into another.
Yeah, and of course, you're in your 10th year as serving as county clerk. And the previous time you were on here, we talked about your time as a county commissioner. So you didn't come into this role blind to county government and in the budget process. You understood from that side as a county commissioner how it worked on the budget committee. And now have been on this side of budgeting as an official for 10 years now. And it never stops, right? You got to continue operating. Your office has got to continue going, whether it's new staff, you got to update your equipment or get a new server. You have, like we said, we talked to a vendor. The vendors are always updating things to make it better on you and updating cybersecurity for you all so you don't get hacked or whatever. So I'm going to brag on you. You're a very on-hands county clerk as far as working with people that come in, but you're also very in tune with updates and the changes that are being made to make your office better. You're very involved with that. And so the budget process is a big part. If you don't always get the funding you need, it's hard to move forward.
That's a must. I mean, to move forward, you have to have funding to do that. And again, we've not been met with a lot of resistance in funding. Initially, there was some resistance on the front end with some certain things, I think, with some of the commissioners back 10 years ago that they didn't see the importance in. But through the last several years, more commissioners that's come on, I think, have been more receptive to hearing the needs and the reasonings why, and just trying to prove that. And, you know, again, if I'm not going to ask for something I don't need, and I definitely don't need more employees to babysit. So for me to have an employee is because I need it. It's not just to have one because I want it. So,
right. Your employees are going to be working. They're not just going to be sitting in the corner. I've told that story about Sumner County years ago, and nobody's still there, so I can tell it. The trustee kept the employee that ran against her in election, kept her on her staff, and just put her in the corner with a pencil.
Yeah.
No paper, just a pencil looking out the window. Never did one transaction during the day. And I think finally the taxpayers realize that this is not ideal for us to be paying for an employee that doesn't provide a function for the office. So they finally say, hey, you want to get rid of her. But anyway, You don't do that. How many staff do you have right now, Jimmy?
There's five.
Five of you?
Five and myself.
Yep. So, and that's grown since you started, right?
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
do you have, three?
I had three, yes.
Yep.
I remember, finally have a full-time bookkeeper. This since I hired my last employee with the $3, half of the $3 funding that mm-hmm. allowed me to take my part-time bookkeeper and make her full-time, which was long overdue. That's very important for any office, regardless of the size, to let them have a little more time to focus and stay in tune with it's hard to start reconciling books and reconciling and running reports and be a third in, two-thirds in, halfway in. You're trying to close out books, trying to close out for the month, trying to close out for the year, and you're getting up and waiting a counter too. So to have the ability to have that bookkeeper, to be able to complete tasks before they get up, away from that, makes me feel better, helps them. And again, with just having enough employees to keep the volume of our traffic through and give a little ease to some of the ones that was working without very little breaks and sometimes missing lunches, it works much smoother when you're staffed to the point that you should be, to where you're effective and maintaining that staff and not having that turnover and people leaving you, and that has allowed a little rest there to just give that ability to manage and maintain the office like I feel it should be, with having a little comfort of not feeling like you're fixing to have somebody walk out on you because they're ready to pull their hair out because they don't have enough help.
Yeah, and so I think that you said it perfectly. I mean, and one of the things we haven't mentioned yet, and we got just a minute or so remaining, county clerk's responsible for being at the county commission meetings and being the secretary of the county commission, the person that's recording the minutes and what's happening. And you do that yourself.
Yeah.
There's been a very few times you've had to have somebody step in for you, I'm assuming. And that's a big, important function. It's by law the county clerk's supposed to do. So, you know, that's something you do and you've been doing for and since you've been in 10 years. And it's one of those things you stay neutral, right, as an elected official. There may be times you want to step in and give an opinion. And he's smiling at me. Give an opinion to something, but you stay neutral because you're there to record votes, who makes motions, seconds, and all that. So,
yes, we're the minute taker, not the opinion maker.
The minute taker, not the opinion maker. I like that whole lot. Jimmy, I appreciate you being on with us here on Local Matters. You do a great job as DeKalb County Clerk, and I look forward to your future. I don't want to ask you now, but I'm assuming you plan on being there a while, but we'll talk later on when you come back another time. But I appreciate everything you do. You're a good friend of mine. Appreciate your support through this transition of mine, and I'm just thankful for everything.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for allowing me to be here today.
Yeah, anytime we can have important elected officials on like this to talk about their office, I think it's wonderful. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show. I have. Jimmy does a wonderful job for DeKalb County and for the County Clerks Association. This has been Rogers on Local Matters. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. I promise you, it'll take you further in life than being mean. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.